A Bloomington small business owner says the trade war is being fought a little too close to home.
People like me, smaller importers and brands, are suffering because of it, because the truth is not being told.
That's Kristen Ray. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, May 17th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a Bloomington Normal small business owner who says the Trump administration is not telling the truth about tariffs. GLT's Mary Cullen has more.
Kristen Ray owns an e-commerce business called Inspire Travel Luggage. She says the government has structured the ongoing trade war in a way that punishes America's small businesses.
You know, our president is going out and saying that China is paying these tariffs like it is... You know, we're punishing China, and that is not true. It is an American importer who is paying that tax bill.
Ray says for every $45,000 in goods she imports, there is an added $13,000 tariff that she must pay.
If you're trying to borrow money and $45,000 does it for you, you're going to need to come up with another $13,000 just to get it here, across the border. That's your tariff bill. That's your tax bill, and that's pretty significant.
As a small business, Ray says she has no option but to add that tariff on top of her retail price. That's a problem because that means potentially pricing her product out of some consumers' budgets.
That's tough for every small producer because you want to stay competitive.
Ray says she wanted to be an American-made brand, but manufacturers weren't willing to work with a small company, so she had no option but to look abroad.
What the problem is that people like me, smaller importers and brands, are suffering because of it, because the truth is not being told.
Ray says small businesses desperately need support from the public. For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. Normal police are investigating an armed robbery this week at an auto parts store. It's the third holdup in the past month involving two hooded black suspects. And a child riding a moped was struck by a vehicle on East Empire Street near Illinois Wesleyan yesterday around 5:30 p.m. The extent of the child's injuries is not yet known. And Illinois Republicans are urging Democrats to abandon plans to raise or create a number of taxes on e-cigarettes, plastic bags, and more. They say an unexpected bump in tax payments means the state can balance its budget without more tax money. These stories and more at WGLT.org. It's the freaking weekend, and here in studio with me to preview a few things happening in the local music scene is GLT Music Director John Norton. Hello, sir.
You always lighten things up. I love talking with you, man.
Give it a try. All right, John, lots going on this weekend. What's something that jumps out at you here locally on the music scene?
So there's a couple of great acts coming to the Castle Theater. Paul Thorne returns tonight. He's kind of a blues rocker, I guess you'd put him in that category, but he's a really interesting guy. He's been a parachuter. He has been a boxer. I mean, a really good boxer, too. He fought Roberto Duran at one point, for those who may remember back in the 1980s and 90s. Roberto Duran was like a world champion. And he's coming back, playing the Castle Theater tonight. And then Pedro the Lion is going to be at the Castle Theater on Saturday. So that'd be tomorrow night. Dan Bazan is the creative force behind that. He has done a lot of solo stuff over the years, but he hasn't done his Pedro the Lion act since like 2004. But he put out a new album this year, and he's back. A lot of fans are excited about that.
Well, if I'm feeling like some blues or some jazz, what's happening at Jazz Up Front?
Well, we got both, don't we? Tonight, it's the band out of Peoria, the Smokers Blues Band, and they're just what they sound like. They're a blues rock band that play all over the region, actually. They're very, very good. And then Saturday night, Soft Spoken is coming back to Jazz Up Front. And I don't know if it's specifically a vehicle for Gary Muhammad, but he is amazing saxophonist. He's a fantastic vocalist, and he's got a rotating cast of people that he has with him, including vocalists and other players. It's a must-see every time he returns to the Jazz Up Front.
All right, well, let's say I'm in the mood for a drive, willing to head over to Peoria. What's going on at the Monarch Music Hall over there?
So Coulter Wall is at the Monarch Music Hall tonight. Really interesting guy, relatively young guy. but he sounds like maybe Johnny Cash from the 1960s. He's got this deep baritone voice. It's almost redundant, isn't it? But he's got this really sparse sound of this new album. It's a juxtaposition seeing him and hearing him at the same time. You're like, wow, this doesn't make sense.
Sunshine beating on the good times, moonlight raising from the grave, string band playing more, that honky tonk's pretty young thing going dancing in the rain.
Really good, critically acclaimed album that came out was it this year, early last year, one of the two, but it'll be a great show at the Monarch Music Hall tonight.
That's GLT Music Director John Norton. He joins us most Fridays here on the Leadoff for a weekend preview. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Before we let you go, a portion of Interstate 55 will be renamed tomorrow in honor of a local fallen soldier, Sergeant Anthony R. Maddox. He was killed in Afghanistan in 2013. There'll be a dedication ceremony at 6 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, May 18th, at the VFW 454 on Lincoln Street in Bloomington. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
Not sure whose will be done. You can call me a sinner for wondering why. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Let some mindset sketches up with me.